Our reality check today with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat circles back to check on the status of those electric scooters. Remember the boot that Lime Scooters got when they tried to muscle into the market a couple of years ago? Well, Civil Beat's Marcel Henry covers transportation issues. He joins us this morning. Hi there.
Hey, Catherine. Happy almost Aloha Friday.
Yes, and happy Valentine's Day.
Oh.
So what can you tell us? I know you're covering the HART meeting today, but do you have a story running today about the Lime scooters?
Yeah, that's right. I wanted to check in and see where we're at on that whole situation. As many people might recall, Lime brand scooters, that's one of these, you know, so-called mobility startups. A lot of them have these kind of these one-syllable snappy names, Lime, Scoot, Jump, that sort of thing. So Lime tried to come into the market in Honolulu about 2 years ago on Mother's Day weekend. It was the most impressive start, like a launch, basically, in a new market that Lime had seen to that point. And then about 4 days later, as you mentioned, the scooters were pulled off the streets and the sidewalks. The city cracked down pretty hard. You know, Lime and a lot of those companies at the time, their business model was to really just kind of parachute in without the proper approvals and consulting and cooperating with the cities, essentially, you know, asking for forgiveness rather than permission. And that really didn't pay off here. So, yeah, I was basically kind of looking at where we're at as far as those e-scooters ever making a return.
Right. And I remember the mayor had those scooters confiscated and held him in a bay.
Yeah, about 100 of them, yeah.
And I recall seeing these scooters in D.C., but the difference between the sidewalks in D.C., I mean, those things are like 5 times larger than our sidewalks.
Yeah, you know, wider sidewalks, maybe not quite as dense and compact in the urban core. So when you see, the impact that these scooters had, especially when they initially launched, you know, when they were just kind of released out in the streets, you can understand why there'd be some concern here. What the story today looks at is, you know, they are kind of taking their time here. Hawaii, the legislature is looking to maybe update the vehicular code in ways that would kind of carve out a new designation for these scooters, so then they could be regulated and maybe, you know, managed in a more orderly way, so that you don't see, you know, at least as many of them just kind of sprawled around the sidewalks. Hopefully you don't see people, you know, up on the sidewalks. And it just kind of explores how we might bring these here, but in a way that really benefits Honolulu, you know, when you look at all our traffic problems, but is also done in a way that's kind of orderly and you know, not so impactful.
Right. And I know there's concern about, you know, who would ride these scooters, you know, could you get kids on them? How dangerous would they be?
Yeah, so the state, you know, the overarching state legislation that's moving through the legislature in the session right now, the way it's drafted right now, it would not allow kids 15 and under to use the scooters. And if you are 16, you would have to wear a helmet. The way it works right now, the companies do not require people to wear helmets. They say they strongly encourage it, but yeah, basically the way it might work here, the way things stand, is actually kids would not be able to use these rental scooters.
Now, I know we're talking rental scooters, but I have seen lots of people out there purchase their own electric scooters. Those are kind of bigger, heavier ones, black ones that I've seen out and about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. These scooters are part of kind of the buzzword among like transportation wonks. It's called micro mobility, right? And that's all these, whether they're rentals or not, they're these smaller, lightweight, they go a little slower than cars, maybe, you know, 20 miles an hour. And yeah, they're just all these little devices. You know, people have motorized skateboards and motorized scooters. And you talk to city transportation officials, what they would like to maybe see eventually is, you know, you've got the King Street lane, which has, you know, been controversial, but is getting a lot more traffic, and these other protected lanes coming up, and where those lanes could be designated for, you know, scooters and other quote-unquote micromobility devices, you know, to get around that, you know, that they would share it with just the regular pedal bikes, also e-bikes, you know, these motorized bikes that you're seeing more and more. And if you go on the mainland, they're all over the place, you know, delivery people using these. So they're seen as like alternatives to, you know, smaller, to using a car on these smaller trips of like maybe a mile, where it gets cars off the street. You don't have to worry about parking or fighting with parking with as many cars. That's kind of what the goal is.
Right.
As far as like them being, you know, the scooters, the rental scooters being splayed out all over the sidewalks and causing a hassle, what the city might be moving towards is using designated parking areas, kind of like you see with the Bicky Bike Share, where you can't just drop the bike anywhere. You would have to park these scooters in the proper place. I think the question is how you really enforce that. And, you know, companies say they have ways where they can actually enforce so people don't just drop them when they're done. But it's all about trying to, you know, bring these online, but in a way that just doesn't cause the same hassles.
Right.
Or as many hassles as you've seen in other places.
Right. So we'll just have to see what happens. But thanks so much, Marcel.
Yep. Sure thing. Thanks, Catherine.
That was reporter Marcel Henry with today's reality check. Visit civilbeat.org.